Welcome to the CFO Show. I'm your host, Melissa Howitson, CFO of Venna. The financial pulse of healthcare has never been harder to manage. Rising costs, staffing shortages, and shifting payer dynamics are putting hospitals under pressure like never before. How do you stay agile in a system built on uncertainty? Joining me to discuss this is Matt Enan, Senior Vice President of Finance and Business Development at Ensemble Health Partners. Matt brings more than 20 years of global finance experience across the healthcare and consumer sectors. Formerly with Prime Healthcare and HCA, he has led large-scale financial planning, revenue cycle management, operations, and strategic transformation initiatives that have helped organizations strengthen performance and deliver sustainable growth. Even if you're not in healthcare, you'll want to stick around because the challenges that Matt tackles every day mirror what finance leaders are facing across every industry. Matt, welcome to the CFO Show. You've spent a career that is at this point spanned two decades. You've worked both in healthcare as well as in consumer. Can you tell me a bit about what led you to make some of the steps that you've made in your career journey?
My journey into finance was really driven by, you know, kind of a fascination with how organizations operate and the impact financial decisions have on people's lives, especially in healthcare, right? So as a mathematics guy in undergrad, you know, I really gravitated toward finance. So, you know, early on, I realized that finance isn't just about the numbers. It's about enabling growth, you know, supporting development and innovation, and ultimately in healthcare, it's serving the communities. You know, I started my career in the consumer sector, which gave me a strong, you know, foundation into financial planning, operational efficiencies. And then I transitioned that into healthcare. It was a pivotal moment for me because the complexities and the purpose of the industry, you know, knowing that every decision can affect patient care was, you know, incredibly motivating. So I think over the years, I've taken on roles that have challenged me, especially at some of the large healthcare systems I've worked at, where I've learned, you know, the importance of adaptability and continuous learning.
I'm curious, as you've switched industries, I know this sometimes comes up when I'm talking with other finance leaders about how hard it is to switch from one industry to the other. I know myself, I started after KPMG back in the day in automotive, and then I wanted to get back into tech, you know, similar to how you wanted to move back into industries. I found it's generally easier to do than one might think because there's so many of the basics that are common, and it's just the differences about the industry that you have to wrap around it. But curious how you thought about that move and whether you thought that was easier or hard, what some of the pitfalls might have been.
Yeah, you know, at first I was kind of, you know, hesitant to make the jump into healthcare because, you know, I didn't grow up in healthcare. I grew up in automotive. I've found that finance is a very transferable skill set from industry to industry to industry, no matter, you know, where you go. I think the biggest adjustment that I find is immersing yourself in how your new company truly operates, you know, not just structurally, but more importantly, culturally. The healthcare industry is incredibly dynamic. So every organization has its own rhythm, and you know, you just have to kind of get in there and not only understand the metrics, but the story behind the data. And I think that's highly critical for a finance professional.
Can you talk a bit more about what it is that Ensemble Healthcare does and what are some of the key things that you're working on with your team?
Ensemble Health Partners is a revenue cycle management company. So what that means is we partner with hospitals and health systems basically to optimize their financial operations, especially on the revenue cycle part of the house. So our teams focus on helping organizations become more flexible, resilient, especially in the healthcare industry, the shifting payer dynamics. You know, we manage everything from patient access and billing to collections, analytics, compliance. It's kind of hard when you're not frontline and center at a hospital. A lot of our employees are. But as you know, as a finance professional, we're back office folks. Keeping the patient and at the forefront of your mind is critical. So, you know, by streamlining processes and leveraging technologies, we truly empower our hospitals to contain costs, improve cash flow, and that ultimately helps them deliver better care.
You recently stepped into a new role. What was the change like? How did you navigate it?
A lot of listening, a lot of learning personalities. And, you know, I mentioned culture earlier. I think that's huge, right? You have to really understand the company's culture, become a part of it before you can become a change agent in any type of environment. Learn my team, learn their needs, see where our gaps are, our opportunities, where our strengths are at, and then really start to embody myself in the day-to-day.
How do you keep your business acumen sharp, and how do you encourage continuous learning amongst your team?
You know, I think staying sharp really means never getting comfortable. I encourage not only myself internally, but my team to seek out new information, attending, you know, industry conferences, joining organizations, industry organizations, and really engage in cross-functional projects, breaking down any and all silos. I try to foster a culture of where curiosity is valued, you know, where it's okay to challenge the assumptions, make mistakes, you know, and then you kind of offer regular training, open forums, mentorship programs if I've done in the past. So that really helps not only myself, my team, but an organization really stay ahead of the curve and adapt to change.
It can be often for us as finance leaders so hard to actually carve out that time. I know for myself, one of the things I often find with the team is, great, I'd love to do that, but we're so busy. And where's the time and what's going to give? I tend to try to look at it as, hey, we want to staff this role so that we're going to fill you up 80% of the time and leave 20% for projects, for learning, et cetera, just to try to set the tone of what we're trying to do here. But how have you managed to combat that challenge?
I like that 80-20 that you mentioned. I really want my, you know, VPs, AVPs, directors to do more strategic analytical thinking than being down in the details a lot.
It can actually be one of the hardest things for us as finance people to do because it's where we thrive and it's how we really feel confident with those numbers. They're my numbers. I check this over 5 times. I know it's right. And to have to step back and let others do the work, but still find a way to feel connected to it, it's something you have to really consciously put energy into finding out how to do it. But I agree with you. That's how we allow ourselves the space to keep stepping back, looking at the big picture and growing our teams and their learning and also our own. Now, healthcare is certainly, as we mentioned, an area with lots of rapid change. How have you gone about navigating some of that?
You have to become agile, right? You have to have, you know, a clear vision, but you have to be very flexible in execution. From a finance perspective, you know, stay focused on scenario planning, stress testing assumptions, and really when time allows, build contingency plans, right? So I think financial resilience is, you know, all about balancing short-term needs with long-term stability. But, you know, sometimes that means making tough decisions, but always I feel like is if you're doing it with transparency and empathy is always a successful outcome.
Sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where the data is pointing to a really tough decision between cutting costs and funding innovation. When you're faced with that, how do you approach those strategic decisions?
You know, I think it really starts with kind of aligning decisions with your core mission. In healthcare, it's improving patient outcomes and supporting, you know, the frontline staff. We have a motto at Ensemble, it's patient first, last and always. So using the data to kind of evaluate the impact of each option, considering, you know, both the financial and human factors, that's the main conversation I have with friends and family and others outside of work is this notion that healthcare isn't a business, right? And you have to have really good financial acumen, resiliency, flexibility to really drive change and be able to support the hospitals and their mission, right? The common phrase, you know, no margin, no mission is, I think, very key. When it comes to trade-offs, I think collaboration is really key. you know, you got to bring all your stakeholders together and weigh the risks and benefits of, you know, very important decisions or any decisions, really. I always really focus on transparency, being transparent about the rationale behind every decision. I feel that if, you know, if your colleagues and those that work with you and even the outside world really understand why you're doing it, it's easy to accept. So, and then sometimes it's all about finding creative solutions, right, that allow us to do both, right? Contain cost while still investing in innovation.
I totally agree that transparency and bringing people in on the trade-offs and decisions. The last thing we want this to be is a finance imposed decision where everyone's going, it was the wrong one, or why did we do that? And nobody's really coming along for the ride and helping to lead through the tough decision that was made there. Along with that is the requirement for that change management and communication skills. It's something that I think in finance we can underestimate. You know, we know what we know and why we need to do it, and the path looks so clear, but others, if we're not more deliberate and intentional and sometimes over communicating, that's where we lose people. And yet I think sometimes we just underestimate the importance of taking that time to do that properly. We've talked a bit about how we often as finance leaders have to lead through times of financial unpredictability. What principles or practices that you have that help you to lead through with confidence and clarity?
Finance fights for a seat at the table, right? But it's what you do when you get to that table and how you help support the operations or the business as a whole. So, you know, I try to prioritize open dialogue with my team and all stakeholders, colleagues, and really share both challenges and successes. Finance can't show up and say, this is my idea, pat me on the back, right? We're the ultimate support function, in my opinion. You know, we rely on data-driven decision-making, setting clear priorities, and you have to be confident, right? It's built through preparation, doing our homework, having the right people in place to execute our plans. But it's all about, too, you know, that communication. You really have to know your audience, right? You can't just come at them with a bunch of numbers and percentages. I find that if you really paint the picture and use more visualizations, people across all, you know, walks of the organization can really understand and really take in the message and see how to execute it, how it's going to go in the future.
Now, let's move on to our audience question segment. With analytics playing a bigger role in finance every year, how do you ensure your team doesn't just collect data, but actually uses it to drive smarter, faster decisions? This is a great question, and here's my take. It's pretty simple. I start to focus the conversation away from the data and more into insight. Often I find I'm getting presented with lots and lots of data, and then there's no insight that's coming along. This is where you can really take your finance team and start to move them into the storytellers and forcing them to stand back and go, so what is this actually telling me? What insight do you want to share with the person that you're partnering with? Let's talk a bit about analytics. How has the growing role of analytics changed the way that you assess your results, look at risk, and inform the business decisions and strategies that you're going to be taking?
Analytics has really transformed our approach. You know, it feels like over the last 5 years, you know, AI's really come into play. You know, there's a lot of really cool software out there that really helps you now identify trends, forecast risks, really pinpoint efficiencies with much greater accuracy. Real-time data allows you to be proactive rather than reactive. And I think that's very important for a finance organization to really make that step into proactiveness instead of reactiveness. You know, analytics really helps you tailor your solution, really helps you build out models to really be a unique partner to where you can be very flexible and adaptable to any type of situation. You know, analytics has also enabled us to really measure our initiatives and continuously improve. The big project that I did previously with Vena is really track strategic initiatives across the entire organization had, you know, 50 hospitals, multiple initiatives at each hospital, and using a tool and using the Copilot AI that's embedded in it really helped me get to the answers quickly and really challenge and test our assumptions and our initiatives.
During those times of transformation and change, most times I would say finance is sitting at the heart of it, and it can be a tough place to be for the team. It can really wear and take its toll on the team. How do you, as a leader, keep your team in particular motivated and inspired to keep finding their way through it?
I really focus on transparency, empathy, and empowerment, right? Making sure my teams understand the why behind the changes, right? Early in my career, I always felt like a big change would come down, and it was because corporate told us to, right? You didn't really understand the why behind it, right? And then during challenging times, it's very important to even more than ever, celebrate the small wins, you know, encourage open feedback, you know, and provide, you know, the necessary resources for them to continue to grow professionally. I think during challenging times, that usually takes a back seat, right? Your own personal growth. You're just trying to get through the day and get through the next fire drill. So I think keeping everyone aligned to the mission and, you know, really helps them stay focused and resilient. A common theme during our time here is I really preach transparency.
We talked about some of the tough decisions we can make in finance. Ultimately, it's about numbers. But usually it's coming down to decisions that are deeply personal, and it's going to impact real people. How do you keep the people at the center of your decisions, be it the patients, the employees, as you're trying to work through those times of change?
You know, I think in the healthcare industry, we really have to remind ourselves daily that every decision that we make affects a real person. You know, early in my career in consumer products, you know, we were producing widgets, right? We're all humans. So we understand how if you were to open up a bill from your doctor's office and somebody had made an error calculating it and you got a bill for $50,000, you know, it really would raise your blood pressure, get you worried. How am I going to, you know, it just causes this huge undue stress, right? So whether it's ensuring, you know, patients' billing statements are correct, or even ensuring patients have, you know, access to care, supporting, you know, our staff through difficult transitions. I think in finance, you really have to balance, you know, financial stewardship with compassion. I think the goal is to make finance a tool for positive change, not just a set of numbers, right? And I think that's very important.
Clearly, when it's patients and healthcare, it's easy to see that impact, and you have to keep that front of mind. But even other little ways, things we're doing with employees, it might be our policies that we're helping to inform, and the numbers would say, well, the policy should be this. And yet the reality of that policy and how it's making people feel or what employees are experiencing is something else. And by talking with the actual people who are affected by the policy, making sure that we've assessed, is this really smart, or is this being penny wise and pound foolish? And so we do have to get outside of our own four walls and the spreadsheets and actually talk to people as we're thinking through the implications of whatever the decision is.
To be a true, you know, partner, you really have to understand the operations, right? You really have to understand the effects of what you're trying to change, or what your policy you're trying to put in from a financial perspective. I couldn't agree with you more.
So for aspiring CFOs or finance professionals, what skill sets or mindsets do you think are going to be critical for success down the road?
I think adaptability and continuous learning are going to be paramount, right? You know, the pace of change, not only in healthcare and finance, but really in our every business aspect is only accelerating, right? You know, future leaders, I believe, within and outside finance are going to need to be strong, have strong analytic skills, but also, you know, emotional intelligence and the ability to communicate complex ideas clearly, right? Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to embrace technology, foster collaboration. In healthcare, really maintaining that patient-centered mindset is going to be critical for success within the healthcare industry.
Matt, thank you so much for joining me today. I've really enjoyed this conversation. Now, whenever we have a guest on, we do have two rapid fire questions. So are you ready?
I am.
All right. The first one, what is the hallmark of a mature finance organization in terms of how they operate?
I think in short, a mature finance team is strategic, trusted, and proactive.
And the second one, what's one leadership attribute that every CFO should have?
Clarity of communication. I think, you know, finance leaders, we sit at the intersection of complexity and decision-making, and really the ability to distill, you know, uncertainties, trade-offs, and numbers into a message that everyone from executives to boards to frontline teams can understand and truly act on is transformative.
Great advice. Thanks, Matt, for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed this.
If you've enjoyed this episode, we'd love your support. Follow the show and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's one of the best ways to help more finance professionals discover us. For the CFO Show, I'm Melissa Howitson. Until next time.